Going Overboard. From Herman Melville's Moby Dick. The great floodgates of the wonder world swung open. A riddle on the sand. We know where the spill occurred. 44.7 degrees north, 178.1 degrees east, south of the Aleutians, near the international dateline, in the stormy latitudes renowned in the age of sail as the graveyard of the Pacific, just north of what oceanographers, who are, on the whole, less poetic than mariners of the age of sail, call the subarctic front. We know the date, January 10th, 1992, but not the hour. For years, the identity of the ship was a well-kept secret, but by consulting old shipping schedules published in the Journal of Commerce and preserved on scratched spools of microfiche in a library basement, I, by process of elimination, solved this particular riddle. The ship was the Evergreen Ever Laurel, owned by a Greek company called Technomar Shipping and operated by the Taiwanese Evergreen Marine Corporation, whose fur-green containers, with the company's curiously sylvan name emblazoned across them in white block letters, can be seen around harbors all over the world. No spools of microfiche have preserved the identities of the officers and crew, however, let alone their memories of what happened that stormy day or night. And if the logbook from the voyage still exists, it has been secreted away to some corporate archive, consigned, for all intents and purposes, to oblivion. We know that the ship departed Hong Kong on January 6th, that it arrived in the port of Tacoma on January 16, a day behind schedule, and that the likely cause for this delay was rough weather. How rough, exactly, remains unclear. Although it did so on other days, on January 10, the Ever Laurel did not fax a weather report to the National Weather Service in Washington, D.C., but the following morning a ship in its vicinity did, describing hurricane-force winds and waves 36 feet high. If the Ever Laurel had encountered similarly tempestuous conditions, we can imagine, if only vaguely, what might have transpired. Despite its grandeur, rocked by waves as tall as brownstones, the colossal vessel afloat.